Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She has a vote for the Pro Football Hall of Fame one in Canton, Ohio. This is Sean and RJ on your home of America's team. You know her very well. She's a Texas A&M Aggie as well. We're going to see her in Oxnard for Cowboys training camp. Shireen Williams from ProFootballTalk.com on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Good morning, Shireen. How you doing?
Good morning. Nice to join you guys. It's been a while.
It has been a while. What is the next big, juicy Hall of Fame fight that you can foresee?
Probably Eli Manning, don't you think? I mean,
oh, yeah.
I think there's about half the people who think he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, and about half the people think he's probably not a Hall of Famer at all. So I think that's probably the next big battle of, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? Now, Mike Florio, my boss, insists that it's going to be Archie and Peyton are going to start campaigning for him, and it's going to be hard to turn him down. But I just think you saw with DeMarcus Ware how things have changed with first ballot Hall of Famers. I think people are starting to realize that too many of those guys, you know, the Urlachers, went in on first ballot and probably shouldn't have. So I think mindset has probably changed on that a little bit. So I think he eventually goes in. I don't think he's the first ballot, but I think that's the next battle.
And your vote would be eventually for Eli and just not first ballot?
I'm not there yet. Probably eventually, but I don't think he's a first ballot guy. I mean,
all right, Troy, keep her on. Keep her on. Don't hang up. Keep her on.
I got her.
I don't think he's a first ballot guy. And after that, maybe, you know, I'll have to see what the presenter says and how they present it and how they're going to have to be convincing. To convince me. I mean, two Super Bowls, I get it, but, you know, there's other players who won Super Bowls who aren't there either. And I, you know, you look at the Pro Bowls and all pros and all decade teams and all of that, and it's not there. Now, the numbers are great. You know, he's in the top 10 and just about everything, I think. But, you know, numbers now have gone up, and I don't know if we can base everything just on numbers. And I don't know who the first one was who said it. I heard it really early on when I got on the committee in 2007. But use your eyes, you know. And now I've seen almost all the guys who come up on the ballot. I've seen most of them, know most of them. And so use your eyes. When you watch that player play, did you think he was a Hall of Famer? When I watched Eli play in those Super Bowls, I thought he was a Hall of Famer. When I saw him play all of his other games, I'm not so sure he was.
Shireen, everything is broadcast nowadays, right? Everyone has a podcast, yeah. And we have the Manning cast. Would the Hall of Fame debate be great television if we could get it on camera? And has there been any, and would the people inside the room be all for that?
The people on the side of the room probably would not. And if you could get it as it is, well, people would probably be bored. But if you get snippets of it, maybe it's snippets of it. You know, I don't think they want to watch all 8 hours of it or 9 hours or whatever it turns into, because a lot of it is just boredom. But there are some great debates in there. If people would truly debate and not be scared of going on publicly and expressing their opinions, which they shouldn't be, frankly. But if they would do that, then I think there would be some snippets in there that would be great entertainment and some great debates. And it would prompt a lot of great debates outside the room too, on some of these guys, Hall of Famer, not Hall of Famer, because you see that now. But I think just when you would listen to some of those presentations and arguments, I think your eyes would be open to some things, because sometimes somebody will say, well, I don't understand why he's a Hall of Famer. Well, this is, oh, I didn't know all that, you know, until you get into it. And that's why I'm saying, Eli, you know, a lot of it's on the presenter. It's not all on the presenter. But when you have a 50-50 guy, not everybody's a Troy Aikman. My first presentation was Larry Allen. Not everybody's Larry Allen. Larry Allen was a slam dunk. It was so easy. You go in there, you present his case, you sit down, you know, Troy Aikman stand up and say, hey, I present Troy Aikman, sit down. You know, they aren't all like that. You know, there's Charles Haley, for instance, and even Michael Irvin took 3 years. So you have those debates with those guys, and you try to figure out a different way to say and make your case that this guy is a Hall of Famer. And sometimes you try to make your case that he's not a Hall of Famer, depending on who you're arguing against. And I think there'll be some of that with Eli. People will argue that he's not a Hall of Famer, and here's why.
If you had to use just one of these two criteria, would you look more at Super Bowls won or All Pros made?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It probably would depend on the position. If it's a quarterback, I think it probably, well, I say that. I was going to say Super Bowls. But then, you know, if you're an All-Pro as a quarterback, there's only one every year. And you look at a guy like Russell Wilson, who's never even gotten an All-Pro vote. And you look at some other guys who never were All-Pros. And you go, well, if you were All-Pro at quarterback. But I would probably go Super Bowls. But, you know, there's been guys who have won a ton of Super Bowls, played in a ton of Super Bowls, who aren't in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I've rethought that. I'm going All Pro, because if you're All Pro, you were the best at your position for X number of years, however many years that was. I would go All Pro over Super Bowl.
Shireen Williams, ProFootballTalk.com, going to be joining us in California for Cowboys camp. Do you agree with the disappointment, the anger from Cowboy fans this offseason with all the things that have happened with this team, mainly the roster subtractions? How would you evaluate this offseason for the Cowboys, Shireen?
Yeah, you know, I do, because when I look at the roster, I don't see it as good as what they ended the season with when they lost the 49ers in the playoffs. I think that roster was better when you consider they had Randy Gregory, they had Amari Cooper, they had Lyle Collins. They had some of these guys who have left this offseason. However, you know, when you look back and think about this time last year, we didn't know Micah Parsons was going to be Micah Parsons either. And I do trust them in the draft process because they have been so good. They found guys. Maybe Sam Williams is going to be Micah Parsons in his first season. I don't think he's going to be, because that, to me, was one of the greatest rookie seasons in history, probably maybe the greatest rookie season in history. So I don't know that Sam Williams can get there. But the facts are, maybe he is going to be that good. Maybe, you know, some of these receivers, James Washington or Tolbert or whoever it is going to step up and be better than Amari Cooper was. So we don't know. But as it stands right now, yeah, I look at this roster and I go, it's not as good as they ended the season with last year. And then you look at what the Rams did in loading up, and some other teams just keep adding veteran players, big-name veteran players. And you're like, okay, where are the Cowboys in all this? When are they going to go get some of these guys? And I don't necessarily agree with how the Rams did it, but it worked. And I think they proved that you can do it that way, the over-the-hill gang philosophy that Washington started way back in the day, probably even before free agency. They took all these veteran players, and that's what they lived by. And so, you know, it can be done like that. But I do think the Cowboys need to supplement with some of these veteran players. And when you look at what the receiver market has done since they traded Amari Cooper, I'm not so sure that they shouldn't have kept Amari Cooper. $20 million looks like a bargain right now.
Shireen, how do you feel about Dak in this passing game without Amari and having to rely on CD being the one? Gallup takes a step up to two. And then, of course, Dalton Schultz with what he's going through contract-wise. Yeah. Do you see the offense taking a step back, or is Dak good enough to keep them up there at the top of the league scoring?
Well, it sure could. And I think, you know, what happens is, you know, CD did lead them in all categories last season except touchdowns, catches, and receptions. Receptions and yards. He was the leading guy. He was their number one receiver. But a lot of that had to do with, you know, people, defenses really keying on Amari Cooper. And now Amari Cooper's not there. So it is going to be different this season for him. And one thing I worry about, you mentioned Michael Gallup. I would love it if they had those three guys, and I would probably tell you, nah, they've got a chance to be just as good or better. But Gallup's going to miss some time, and he may miss the first six games of the season. You know, he may start the season on top. And if you're without him, like, who's your number two receiver? Who's your number three receiver? You know, how does that go? Then everybody's got to step up. I guess James Washington becomes two, and Tolbert's three, or however you do it. And And so then you're just putting more on those guys. I think when Gallup does come back and gets into the season, I think they're going to be okay. But it may be a while before they get to that okay mark. But, yes, I think there's a chance that they take a step back in that passing game. What you have to hope is that Ezekiel Elliott, with that knee fully healed, and Tony Pollard can add to your game. They can be better rushers, especially Zeke. And they can add to your passing game in that way. And if they could do that, then yeah, you're probably okay. But Dak's good, but he's got to have help. He can't do it all. He's not Tom Brady where he can go out there with any set of receivers and just go, okay, boom, 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 we're going to win 12 games, we're going to get to the playoffs, we're going to be a contender, we're probably going to end up in the AFC Championship game, you know. And that's how Tom did it. There aren't very many quarterbacks who are like that. You've got to have some receiver help to get to that position, and I think Dak's one of those guys. So, yeah, when Gallup gets back, I think they're going to be okay, but it could be a little bit before that happens.
Shireen, does it seem like McCarthy has been set up to fail in so they can go and get Sean Payton? Does it seem like he is a dead man walking?
Well, I keep insisting. I'm arguing with Florio because Florio keeps pushing Payton, and I get it because they had the trade all set up a few years ago, and they were going to get Sean and all that. I get that, but I still insist that Dan Quinn's going to be the next coach of this team because they're not going to have to give up draft picks. They're not going to have to give up a ton of money that it's going to take to give up Sean. I mean, we all know Jerry. Jerry's in cheap in some ways. If he could save $4 or $5 million a year on a coach, you know, and he thinks the coach is as good as Sean Payton, and you can argue whether he is or isn't. I'm saying in Jerry's mind, I truly believe he thinks Dan Quinn is as good a coach as Sean Payton, even though Quinn doesn't have a Super Bowl title. He's been there and should have a Super Bowl title, but they didn't get it done. But I think Dan Quinn's going to be the next coach of this team, and I do think it's going to be next year. I think they're going to have to get to the championship game for him to retain his job, and I don't know if this team is good enough to do that just when you start looking at the NFC. And even in their own division, I mean, the Eagles have improved. All those teams have improved, but especially the Eagles. It's all on Jalen Hurts now, and if Hurts can play at all, I think that's a better roster than what the Cowboys have. I was surprised when I saw that CBS thing yesterday, and they had the Cowboys two spots ahead of the Eagles in total roster, because I think the Eagles' roster is probably overall a little bit better than the Cowboys. Not significantly, but a little bit better, but the Cowboys have the better quarterback in the division. So, yes, it's a great question whether he's been set up to fail, because it does feel like this has been – his firing has been inevitable, and it's just like a matter of, I mean, Jerry even said it. He's not going to be the Cowboys. He never mentioned him as his Tom Landry. Remember when Jason Garrett was hired? Oh, this is my Tom Landry. He's never said that about McCarthy. It's always felt, since he got here, it was going to be short-term, and it still feels that way. This does feel like his last season, unless they do something really special. I think it probably is his last season. Then the question becomes, is it Dan Quinn or is it Sean Payton? Because I do think it's one of those two guys.
Are you mad that the Longhorns have stolen your... Are you more angry with Nick Saban or Arch Manning as an Aggie?
Well, Nick, probably, yeah. I mean, you look at what... I keep telling people, you look at what the Mannings did in college, Eli and Peyton, as great as they were, they never won a conference title. They never won a national title.
I'm sorry. Right? We did win a conference championship with Peyton Manning in 1997.
All right. You won a conference championship. No national championship, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's correct. That's okay. Correct. Yeah, there was no BCS. Okay. They had one, man. What? I don't know.
We'll see. I'll tell you what. They've been good, though. It's amazing when you get that quarterback how good you can recruit the rest of it, because they all want to play with him. So they had a great recruiting year. They're set up. Now can start get it done in the next couple of years.
Shireen, thank you so much. Great having you back on. We'll see you in California in a few weeks.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.